لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعذنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. A few years ago, I compiled a book which is known as Understanding the Mahdi. This was at the time when, in the movie world, a book or a series was created, The Messiah. So I don't know if that series still continues till today. At that time, it was very prominent amongst many people. People are very interested with Hollywood and Bollywood. And they look at it and they think that this is the truth. So the Messiah, when it came out, there were many Muslims who started following this thing. And whenever a series comes out, it's like an addiction. An addiction. And this week, the man was already thinking what's next week. It plays on the mind. At that time, some friends asked me regarding what they were seeing in the Messiah. It's a very funny thing, right? We study Islamic history. It's not an easy thing. History is like boring sometimes. And to know how to study, where to study, it's not easy. And then you get my friends, they watch movies. So one movie came out that time, one series, it was called about Turkey. Ertugrul. So I was very passionate about the Turkish Empire, Ottoman Empire. When I went one place and my friend is asking me of all my research, he got more research than me. I said, since when you became a historian? I watched movies. All the wrong stories he got. All the wrong. So after I asked him, okay, tell me your side of the story. And I went back. All lies. In the ending, I told him that, you know, from the stories you got of Turkish history, I think only 9%. Not 99% is true, the rest was just a movie. Just a movie. Similarly, the baby. Similarly, the issue of the jar. Our understanding of it, if it is not in the light of Quran and authentic ahadith, it will be mixed up, messed up with what we have seen in a movie, we read in a novel. Because of the day the thing happens, and it comes in front of us. If it comes in front of us, but the thought, the right thought was not already in the mind. Who a person supposed to see as the Dajjal, you will not see. And what you're supposed to see as the Mahdi, you will not see. Why? Because your understanding, my understanding of the Mahdi and the Dajjal and Ya'juj and Ma'juj did not come from Quran and authentic ahadith. It came from one story, one fabrication, something I read, maybe in a Muslim book also, something I saw maybe in a movie also, and that stuck. So now when someone will tell you it's not like that, you will be persistent, it is like this. No matter what, it is like this. It's not nice to say that I don't want to confuse you going further, but I just leave one bomb now at the moment. That one you can think of later on in your life. When I grew up in school, we liked school, we liked teachers, they liked us, so whatever they told us was like, if my teacher tells me something, my mommy and daddy can be wrong, not my teacher. So we learned many things of science. Many things. And we were convinced that science is scientific. Yes. There was never something called scientific theory. When you're going to research in science, you will find majority are not facts. Majority are theories. I don't want to tell you which are the theories. You'll get shocked and you'll hold bayan and pick off the theories. You say, no, can't be, how can it be? But one day when you go into science, you will realize that science, it is called scientific theories, it is not called scientific facts. Remember, always. So even if you see a picture, even if you see a picture of the earth spinning, that picture, science will say, we never ever took that picture of earth. That is our theory of how it looks. But they never told us that, didn't they? They just put the picture there, so it means that's how it is. When you'll ask science, is that how it is? He said, maybe. Say, maybe, but you put the picture. He said, but we never said it is. He said, maybe it is. So all my life where I saw earth spinning. When I went to go check up if it really spinning, science said, we never ever said it's spinning. We think it looks like it. So then you ask, so where did the picture come from? They say, do you ever think you can get a camera so powerful to take a picture of the whole earth? You can't. Now you say, you never said this before. You said, you always said it, you never heard it. This is how you lie. You put a thought front and then after you say, I never said this. So even the picture of the spinning earth, it's a scientific theory. No picture has ever been taken of it. It's a theory, and the computer was made to develop that into a spinning earth, and everyone in the world saw it, and everyone was convinced as to how earth looks. I say in English, you don't understand. You say to the force.
In one, X, six, seven, six.
The last time I went for a bayan and someone was blocking someone in Durban, and the man whose car was being blocked, he pulled out a gun. Outside he shot, poof, poof. Then he came in the masjid. Lucky I was still waiting to come pick the bayan, so the MC was there. And he came and what is lucky with all the gun in hand, but the other hand he knocked the mic almost in his walk and his face. And then he said, whose car is blocking me? Now you think the man is blocking is gonna say me. Society gave his key to my friend. And then later on the police had to get involved. It was a dramatic task to the bayan. So scientific facts, theories. You always must know what is the theory and what is the fact. In the issue of the Mahdi, the coming of the Mahdi has always been an issue of great interest for the Muslim Ummah. The love and admiration for the Mahdi is a quality instilled in the hearts of the believers. It will be a uniting factor for Muslims around the globe upon its emergence. It was around the year 1980 where one man stood up, Zuhayma. He stood up in the land of the Haram. It seems he was a sincere man. All of them are sincere. But sometimes you just don't hit the issue of the Mahdi correctly. Just a few days ago someone emailed me. I was telling friends today what an email it was. He said, I know who's the Dajjal. And then he said, and I have contact with the Mahdi. Then he said, I need your help. So I'm wondering, now, if you got contact with the Mahdi, what help do you need from me? So I wrote there, just recently we opened a madrasa. It will be so nice if you could ask the Mahdi to come for a cup of coffee with him. You know, my madrasa was there. I say, the Mahdi is coming. The whole country will come to me. So he said, no, it's hard at the moment, he's in Indonesia. So I said, where he landed up, that Mahdi. He landed up in Indonesia. So I said, okay, let's bring it to an end. But I said, give the time for the Nehedi to grow, and when he's ready, then we'll have a Nehedi.
And until then, let's just end it. So the Mehdi, Suhaiman was the Mehdi, not the Mehdi.
Suhaiman had a thought. And then he looked at his brother, you know, and he said, you are the Mehdi. And he had the name, he came from the right village. And things were happening in the Arabian land. And he was so convinced that when he stood up in the Haram, they locked the doors. It was the biggest, it was called the Siege of Makkah Mukarramah. It was a very big thing. Many died in that. The whole Haram history changed after that. Many died. At the ending, when he was arrested, someone asked him. His wording was, if I knew it was going to end like this, I would never have done it. I really thought he was a man. He really thought he was like convinced. There are many like that. For some reason, they go into this. But after that whole siege of Makkah issue was completed, and then the Haram was cleaned out, and there was so much blood in the basement, that's why after that the basements were shut. Then one American whose job was to go and research this whole thing about the Mehdi. What is the issue of the Mehdi? Because when that happened, in Pakistan, the embassy, American embassy, they stormed it. A lot of things happened in the world. So I read the book, The Siege of Makkah. The end of this book, the man writes the sentence. He said, I cannot understand what is the concept of this Mehdi. But I can tell you one thing, that at a time when there was no international access, meaning one WhatsApp and the whole world access, at such a time, the issue of the Mehdi created such a revolution in the world that Muslims from all over were ready to just stand and respond. So he wrote there, I cannot tell you how devastating the issue of the Mehdi could be. The day such a man stands and the news immediately spreads in the entire world. A unique sentence. The day he will stand, militaries will change. Who the enemy thought was theirs in a day will turn over. Hypocrites will be removed. Sincere people will come up. Sometimes you'll wonder, like, where was Islam suddenly rise? The love and admiration for the Mehdi is a quality instilled in the hearts of the believers and shall inshallah be a uniting factor for Muslims around the world, around the globe. The Muslim Ummah has always been eager to hear anything relative to the Mehdi. Regarding his era, his facial features, the place of his origin, the moment, the manner he will emerge. However, there are some details of the Mehdi which are not found in some narrations. Over the course of time, they have become known to be understood, accepted facts. And that is what I need your mind now to really tell us. The Mehdi and the issue of the Dajjal. How I understand the Dajjal and you understand it, a little bit rectification. The issue of the Mehdi, a little bit. Small change can make a big difference. Small change can make a big difference. Throughout history, as I mentioned, there's always been people. In recent times, the world saw something called ISIS. ISIS also claimed to be a state. They also had the black flag. But before them, and even in today's time, in South Africa, up till now we have people who are the Mehdi. A boy is on drugs, he says, I am the Mehdi. There's one boy in Darul Mazatul at the moment, simple boy. He says, he is the Mehdi. Someone told him, but the Mehdi knows Arabic. Excuse me, he knows Arabic. He said, that's why I came to study. Even amazing, like what comes in the mind of a person. Lucky he says he's a Mehdi, imagine he says he's a Dajjal, then even worse. Please retain the Mahdi.
So this issue, and because
this is just a theory, it's not a fact. But like how they are allowed to have theories, we also allowed to have theories. COVID and the vaccine of COVID, it opened up many doors for the Jinnah. Many doors. It's a theory, it's not a fact. But the amount of contact, connection that I have found with people having with jinn after COVID, they never had it before. Whether the vaccine that opened up that avenue, drugs normally open it up, everyone has to take the drugs. But in today's time, many people who have dreams, I tell them, ignore your dreams. They ask, can you interpret a dream? First thing ask, you took the COVID vaccine. Say, yeah, I just forget your dreams. All shaitan dreams. But clean your body out. Today people, they link with the jinn is very strong. Before that, drug created the jinn. So very, very funny thoughts come in people's minds. Very funny thoughts. So if ever you get that thrill, I am the Mahdi, he is the Mahdi, someone's the Mahdi. I mentioned this to this person who wrote, he knows who's the Mahdi and who's the Jar. That Imam Abu Dawood has written, that the very great scholar Sufyan Thawri mentions, that even if the Mahdi has to pass by your house, as long as a great Jamaat of Ulama do not unite around the Mahdi, he said, you remain sitting at home. You remain. When the Ulama will look and unite, and there will be the signs at that time, you don't have to rush into the city. You don't have to rush. When ISIS came, we mentioned to the people, we also wish for the revolution. But you don't jump into the revolution. You don't jump. At that time, there were some who said, you're traitors. You always speak about the Islamic revolution when it's happening now, you know. He said, the revolution will happen on its time. But everything that rises doesn't have to be the revolution. Sometimes you become so like, I just need the revolution. So whoever can do it, no matter who he is, any group, any person. So Sufyan Thawri said, as long as the great Jamaat, that person answered me. He said, I don't think we must wait for the ulama to unite. The ulama are all bought us. The ulama are all bought us. He said, the jar bought them. So then I said, okay, let's end with this discussion. So we like movies, we like action. We like to see a man walking and behind him is top Toyotas and BMWs. Man, and let us go running. As long as the ulama don't unite and they look at the figure properly and then they say, this is who we are waiting for. Until that time, there's no need for me and you to rush. But the issue of the Mahdi, the issue of the coming of Nabi Isa Islam, the issue of the Dajjal are realities, and there's a high possibility we in our life will see 3 or maybe 2 or maybe 1. If we see all 3, it means we live right till the end. That's like the greatest honor to see Nabi Isa alayhi salam come. If we see the Mahdi, many people think when I see the Mahdi, I just run to him. And when I see the Dajjal, I'll run away from him. So that's what we're going to explain now. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be. It might happen that the person who we see as the Mahdi, as the Savior, he actually is the Dajjal. And the one who is the Mahdi, the real people say he's not the Mahdi. Because in our mind, we have the picture of a man standing up and doing miracles and just saying, attack the country, game over, attack the country, game over. So we're not waiting to see a normal man who got no miracles, spiritual, miraculous powers, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Nabi of Allah. But the people around him could not see it. Because in their minds, they said, he's not our man.
Our man will take over Mecca. He can't even fight in Mecca Mukarram. Nabi Rasul said, I am the Nabi of Mecca. I am the Nabi of Mecca. But they couldn't see. He said, I have seen the palaces of Persia. They said, you, at the moment you're in a battle, you can't even go for Istinja. What palaces are you seeing? And Rasulullah the beginning was not what they were expecting. Many people looked immediately and said, you know what is their mind. So the problem is, what's the picture? Before going further, before I forget it, let's give you an example. What is the translation of, or what in English will you call the jar? Someone used to say the jar. What will your translation be? The Antichrist. The Antichrist. Who made that translation? It might be that the Antichrist himself made that translation. Because in Ahadith, Nabi Qasim never ever described him as Antichrist. Nabi Qasim described him as Al-Masih al-Dajjal. What's the translation of Al-Masih al-Dajjal? Huh? False Messiah. False. The Dajjal is master of deception. The deceptive Messiah. The false Messiah. You might think, what's the difference? Let me show you the difference. Antichrist means, I will see a man who hates Jesus. False Messiah means, I will see a man who behaves like Jesus. You know what the difference is? I see one man walking in like a monster. And he got one tattoo here of an eye. I say, Dajjal. I see another man walking in with a robe. Simple. Maybe something in his hand, a rose. Looking at a small child, rubbing him on the head. How are you, my child? Rubbing his hand on him, and I see his white skin disease going away. Rubbing his hand over a boy born blind, and I see his sight coming back. Saying, why the world must fight? Why all this war? Look at this innocent boy, his hands are broken. And someone says, that's the jar. Say, are you mad? The jar is a monster with the eye. Allah's Rasul said, the one who will behave like Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam in his first coming Quran described it. وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. But he was a simple man. He said, me, Allah gave me the ability. You born blind, I can help you out. You got a white skin disease, I can help you. Even the dead can come alive with the permission of Allah. I can tell you what's in your houses, what you sought. It's a sorcerer. Isa alayhi salam was telling the children, but he was not huge. He was not wild. He did not come with the sword. So although he was saying such things, the Jews at that time said, this is not the promised Messiah. The promised Messiah will come with the sword. That was referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, they said, this is not the one promised. And they jumped, one more, the jump. He is the one promised. The false Messiah, the Antichrist, just this one translation is so deadly. I read one line of a Christian. He said, I appeal to my Christian friends. I have studied the Bible in detail. He's writing. At that time I said, how nice if I could write to him. That I agree with you. He said, I have studied the Bible in detail. He said, oh my Christian friends, I am scared that when the Antichrist is going to show himself, you will be waiting for a person who speaks against Jesus.
Rather, you're going to find someone who shows himself as Jesus. Because you're waiting for the wrong thing, I said, be right, I think you will all follow him. He wrote it. I said, at that time, how nice if I could write and tell him, how nice if you now study the Ahadith, and you will see exactly what you're saying, our Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. Al-Masih al-Dajjal, Antichrist is not the translation. False Messiah is the translation. Isa al-Islam, when he will come on his second coming, he will come with force, he will come with awe. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, when Isa al-Islam will descend, I will stand up to hug him if I am there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Abu Huraira, if you are there on that day, when he will come down, there will be such an awe around him that you will shiver and be unable to stand. It will not be the first Isa. He will now come with the sword. Now his days of dawah will not be. It will be with the sword. It will be the Nabi of war. It will be the Nabi of no tolerance. He will abolish the jizya. He will kill what is called the pig, the swine. He will say, now the world must be totally, totally clean. And the biggest lie deception, what is known as the cross. The cross. Sitting next to one Christian, I ask him this question. That what is the cross? The next question to ask, if you've got a Christian friend, just make sure men ask men friends. Woman must ask woman. Sometimes I tell a person, he goes to his female friends and he starts a long, painful discussion. He likes that. So what is the cross? They say the cross represents Jesus. That's why we worship it. So then I ask him why. They say because they killed him on the cross. So then you ask, why did they kill him on the cross? They fight. He said, I'll tell you why. Because at that time was the Roman Empire. The Roman and the Persian were both on the same fire worship. Devil worship. And whenever anyone opposed their system, they would put them on a certain cross. They would peg their hands, peg their legs, so you have the cross for the hands and the body. They would keep them alive, and then they would bleed, and then birds and animals would come and peck at their bodies, and they would die in that sense. The cross was there before Nabi Isa alayhi salam. They even thought of putting him on it. They never put him on it. They thought they put him on it. Who they put him up till today, no one knows. Nabi Isa alayhi salam, Quran made it clear, Allah lifted him. But someone went on the cross, whoever, poor guy. But the cross was the symbol of the devil. That's why they used to put the person on. I'll kill you on my God's name. And they were doing it from their own side. وَلَأُصَلِّبَنَّكُمْ He said, I will hang you. He used to nail them to it. All of them were doing it. So you tell the Christian, you know, you are not worshipping Jesus. You worshipping the one who tried to kill Jesus. The cross. Then the Christian gets a little bit edgy. Before he gets angry, then okay, hold on, keep it calm. He just tell me one thing, Jesus, where he came from? Where he came from? So I ask you, what do you mean? You say, because Noah alayhi salam had three sons. Yaqub, Ham and Sam. Now that Jew, that Christian is gone, and you also gone. But just accept it. Noah alayhi salam had three sons. One son, Yaqub, is known as the father of the Roman, the white man. And they stay in the top part of what we call our lands. Russia, Europe, that entire. They more white, we call them the European. And then you had Sam and you had Ham. Ham came to Egypt side and they became more the darker nation. And Sam became the father of the Arabs. When you think of Arabs, it means Iraqi Arab. So Ibrahim alayhi salam came, and he had two sons, Ishaq and Ismail alayhi salam. And from Ishaq alayhi salam came Bani Israel. So the Bani Israel got a certain color. Nabi also described the color of Isa alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, more brownish, not white, not European. That even the Christian, if he goes to research, even in AI likes to lie a lot, but he can't lie all the time. All the time he can't lie. So he said, AI, was Jesus European? And then see, AI will be thinking, meaning thinking what to answer. Finally he said, no. So then he tell the Christian, so who you worshiping? Who's that European fellow? Because he got one European guy watching. Now he starts scratching his head. That who he thought is Mary all along, that's not Mary at all. That's one white guy's mother. Who that auntie is, even she shocked the world is worshiping. Nobody knows who she is. But she can never be Maryam radiallahu anha, because they were not European. They were not European. Isa al-Islam was not European, so he can't be the white man. But every painting in the world will show a white man. If you ask who's that man, today they all quiet. They all quiet. And the churches of the state take out all the pictures. All alive. When you hear that, you understand and appreciate what Islam has. Because we got something called Quran and authentic Sunnah. Even if a lie comes in, Allah will create ulama who will push out the lie. And they will bring back an authentic picture. The issue of the Mahdi, the issue of the Jal, Quran and authentic Sunnah will show us something that stories can show us a different picture. But we don't go with stories, we don't go with novels, we don't go with anything that is fabricated or anything extremely weak. We will wait for the issue of the Mahdi with patience. But you'll have to wait and be ready. And the day the Mahdi will stand, Allah will show His signs. And among the best is where ulama from around the world will unite around the person. At that time, be ready to take the step towards it. Even if that man at that moment doesn't seem to be who you expect. During the time when the Mahdi will stand, the Dajjal will already have shown himself most probably. And if I'm saying we might see it, that is why I want you to have the second part in your mind. You will understand if the Mahdi is stand and the Dajjal shows himself, I will definitely join the Mahdi. The greatest exam of the Dajjal, we live it through one exam of this already. The world saw a very big exam of the Dajjal when it was known as the Renaissance. That was called the rebirth of the Dajjali power. The Renaissance changed the whole world. Then we saw it with 9/11. Now the world, the war of Gaza, has brought us into a new era where we're going to now see AI, we're going to see robot technology. We might see the collapse of the Europe American dollar and the rise of a new global system. We might see one entire international network created. And naturally we'll all be happy. Why? When I was small, I used to like books. Many of the books had a theme, good cop, bad cop. I don't know if you all know good cop, bad cop, sorry. Good cop, bad cop means both are your enemy. Both. But because the good cop acts like he's good, you immediately like him. But he's more worse than the bad cop. Good cop, bad cop is the Dajjal and the devil's game. We hate America so much that anyone who will now stand up to America will become our best friend. No matter who he is. As long as you collapse the rubbish dollar. So when the dollar will collapse, don't think your friend is going to come. Another agent will rise. The day that rise is taking place, remember the bayan. That new system is no friend of man. The new system is open. But it is all part of a puzzle that has to put itself together. When the new system will rise, one world order, one government, a government that doesn't like war, a government that likes you to get a good economy, that doesn't want to see a crush in the markets, it doesn't want you to be harmed, that's the government I like. At that time, that government will have to have one leader. That government will have to have one leader. The day they choose that leader, there is a high possibility that leader is who we speak about today in the scripture. But in his beginning days, and many days, many years, he will not show himself to be evil. He will be such a good person. Rasulullah said, a healer, a prophesizer. He will be able to tell you where to invest, what to do, and everything works. He did not say a fighter. He did not say anyone there, a healer, a prophesizer. He will then move on to say, I am a Nabi, meaning I am working on behalf of God, God's man, Messiah, I am Jesus. And finally, I am Allah. Allah has entered into me. But the last call will be made when you already hooked with the first one. Remember this. The last call will be made when you already hooked with the first call. Sometimes my friends show me these fake chefs. You get many fake chefs in the world. So the one fake chef who does, I don't know what you call it, Now when I hear about it, I think intelligent people, how did they get caught? But no one gets caught with the last two. You get caught with the first one. The first one works. I came and I saw this man, someone is in a wheelchair, he put his hand on him. And he said, rise with the permission of Allah in the next two. They walk, and the man walked. I was shocked. Saw a person who goes to an army. Some jadu came in his family. He jumped and said the jadu. Now you run to him because someone said he's good. But he's the one making you sick also. Not every army, remember, one army will get angry with you. Now give me an example. He said it. Now you go to him. He just looks at you. Isn't you live in the town there? Hectic jadu there, hectic black magic. He said, how do you know I live there? He says, I got time. Game over. After that, you go back to tell your friends, how to that? How he knew where you live? You made an appointment of it. When you made an appointment, he just asked AI, the same way he lives. AI says, yeah. Now you walk in. He says, and you go to that masjid, isn't it? You have to go to that masjid because that's the masjid next to you. This man is powerful stuff. After that, even if he takes away your fridge. One friend went to an army. The army said, the marriage won't work because the in-laws, they put black magic. So it's going to break. So where's the black magic? Everywhere. Everywhere, fridge, freezer, dishwasher. When we asked, so where's the kitchen? They took the whole kitchen and they left it by him. He said he's going to clean it out. Great cleaning out. He built his house with it. Mary still broke. But they were happy for him to take it. If you can be happy with someone to take your whole kitchen, you can become happy with them to take your demands. All it had is a picture, a wrong picture of the jar. You are waiting for someone angry, mean, evil. The biggest exam of the jar will be not where he will draw non-Muslim children, but where he will draw Muslims around the world. And which way you draw them? AI. finding a man who's smart, a man who's wealthy, a man who's popular, a man who has the best. At the present moment, with what we call Twitter or X, where you follow a person's lifestyle, that is just creating the world's minds to be ready to finally move in the thoughts of one man. In the world of the jar, they have something called a pyramid. But as you go to the top of the pyramid, it becomes narrower and narrower and narrower. Meaning there are few individuals who are wow, the richest in the world, the best in the world. And then that few become even fewer and even fewer. Until in my life, there's only about two or three. And then the pyramid reaches the top where one stands. When that one stands, master in knowledge, master in wealth, caller for global peace, leader of the entire empire, one who wants to unite Muslim, Christian, Jew, all faiths. You might wonder, the war of Gaza was a war against Islam. But immediately with the war of Gaza, one call came out immediately after that. What call? Abrahamic Accords. That let all the faiths unite. If you're making all the faiths unite, what's the war about? What is the war about? So naturally we say, at least now they want to stop killing our brothers in Gaza. Abrahamic Accord is also one part of that move. That when a leader will come one day, whether I'm Christian, whether I'm Jew, whether I'm Muslim, for us to get global peace, let us all unite under one leader who calls for peace amongst us. At that time, the Mahdi will also rise. You know what an exam it will be at that time? That for so many years I waited for the Mahdi. But then somebody else became more important to me than the Mahdi. Now when I see the Mahdi, and I see war starting again, and war means difficulties. War means the collapse of currency. War means the market shaking. War means everything that I'm growing, I start losing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwar. The Jews knew him, the Arabs did not know him. The Jews could describe him. Quran says they knew him like how you recognize your son. They told the Arabs about him. The Arabs saw him. They said, is he not who the Jews told us? But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwar, the Jews were not ready to accept him. Why? Because that power that they were now enjoying, they were going to lose. So suddenly all your knowledge, you push it one side, and your emotions you move. That's what they did. May Allah make it me and you don't make that mistake. Remain in the thoughts of a Mahdi. Love of the Mahdi. Admiration for the Mahdi. But remember one thing. The day the Mahdi will stand, it is not going to be easy to join up with them. If in your mind that is already there, you will be ready for difficulties. You won't be scared. If a man is told what comes after death, he gets ready to die. If he doesn't know what's happening after death, he says, this is scary stuff. If you understand the issue of the Mahdi to be roses, you will not be ready to be pricked by the thorn. If you understand the issue of the Mahdi to be a thorn, you will walk towards the thorn and find the rose. I'm putting this seed in your mind. When the Mahdi will stand, the narration, one narration of the Mahdi, which is not the strongest, but one narration, just one part of it is okay. That if the Mahdi stands, فَبَايِعُوهُ, then pledge allegiance to him. Even if you have to go crawling towards him. Even if you have to go crawling towards him. The meaning of crawling is, you lose it all. Your conveyance is finished. Maybe someone shot you in the leg. You can't move. And then you see, but I'm still going to move. And now you pull your body. You pull your body. Someone says, where are you going? He says, my Nabi is worthwhile. The day you stand, pledge allegiance to him. Even if I have to go crawling towards. Which means it's not going to be so easy. But if the mind is ready for the crawling, then the walk will become easy. Allah Ta'ala make all of us are ready for that. Very quickly I will go through a few ahadith. Very few ahadith are authentic regarding the Nabi. Because of which, you cannot use this narration to find the Nabi. Very few are authentic. Majority are fabrications or extenuated. So whatever you have in your mind of the Nabi, the day you got a chance to read the book, understanding the Nabi. And you will see most of the narrations you know, extremely weak or fabricated. Take it out. And the few that are authentic are such that a fabricator, a liar, can also act as though it is. Example, a narration is authentic, the Mahdi will be from the family of Rasulullah. A liar can also say, I am from the family, he could be from the family. So the liar can have it, the Mahdi can have it. You can't use it at the time. A narration says the name of the Mahdi and the name of his father will resemble the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the name of his father. It might be Muhammad the son of Abdullah. It might be something else, but on that same scale, resembling. What the day he comes, you see what his name is. But you can have another name, and in history were those people. He wanted to be the Mahdi. So first he changed his name to Muhammad. Then he changed his father's name to Abdullah. His mother's name to Ali. He himself knew he's not the Mahdi. Like this boy, that's why he came to learn Arabic. You're supposed to know Arabic, not come to learn. Say, are you Arab? Say, no, I'm not Arab, but maybe I'll become Arab. The man knows he's not. They were ready to change. Then they took the title Mahdi. The army of the Mahdi could have a black flag. Black flag doesn't mean black what we understand. It could mean like a white flag with black. Because Nabi found some flag was there. They call it black flag. The flag of Rasulullah, but it wasn't black. But normally when it's white, and from far when you see it coming, you see a black flag. When it comes here, it's white. That's why when I went to Afghanistan, I said, where's the black flag? So they haven't got a black flag. So the alim they said that, who said it's a black flag? I said, the narration says, he said, no, it's white. I said, that's like shooting. How can white be black? Then when I researched, I said, yes it is. It doesn't have to be totally black. In the past, a white flag would have a black line. When the army was coming with that flag, you would see a black flag. Because you don't see the white. You see the black. It stands out. His flag could be like that, it could be totally black, who knows. But in history, there were always people who came with a black flag. So anyone can come with a black flag. Anyone can say, I am the Mahdi. Anyone can say, my name is Muhammad, my mother is Amina, my father is Abdullah. Anyone can say. So every narration which is authentic cannot be used to find the Mahdi. Again, what I mentioned, when the scholars will unite around the Mahdi, then you must know that this man, even if he goes against everything I thought about, there will be no way why the scholars united against him, around him, except that they are seeing something in him which makes them understand he is the Mahdi. I will narrate to you, however, about two ahadiths regarding the Mahdi. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us. This entire discussion was to say that don't ever be thrilled or duped with movies, with series on television, with the thought in the mind of how the jar looks, wild, mean, and I in the middle. If it was going to be like that, there's no exam for anyone. No exam. I wrote one book which is known as Tracing the Fitan of the Jar, to explain how the jar will be, but the crux is what I mentioned to you. The day you will see a simple man, a loving man, A man who looks the furthest from being the jal. Because the jal means the master of disguise. That's the meaning of this. The master of disguise. That's it. So you're not going to pick him up in his looks, remember. The man who doesn't look at all like him, he is possibly the one he has to worry about. As for the Mahdi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mahdi yuminna ahl al-bayt. The Mahdi, the one who is rightly guided. Remember, his name is not Mahdi. Mahdi means rightly guided. The rightly guided one will be from us, the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning from the children of Fatima radiallahu anha. Yuslihuhu Allah fi layla. In one night, Almighty Allah will make him capable. In one night, Almighty Allah will make him capable. What is the meaning of making him capable? I went to one place, someone said to me, I heard the Mahdi will be like a bad boy. He will be in the clubs, dancing. And then one night, Allah, you will make tawbah. One night he will make tawbah and suddenly he will become good. He said, where you got that from? He said, the scholars wrote that yatubu alayhi, that Allah will accept his tawbah. Because when we get tawbah, yatubu, that's the only meaning we got, tawbah. So it's nothing like that. Tawbah yatubu, which scholars mentioned for the Mahdi, means Allah will focus towards him. Wa yuwaffiquhu, and Allah will now guide him. Allah will show him a path ba'da allam yakun kadhalika. Just before that he was not ready for it. The proof of this here that the Mahdi will not be an evil one, bad boy. From day one he will be good. It comes clearly in the narrations. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La tamdi al-ayyam wal layali. In the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba. The days and night will not come to an end, meaning Qiyamah will not be established. Hatta yaliya minna ahl al-bayt fatan. Until a youngster from the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take over. Lam talbashu al-fitan wa lam yalbasha. Such a boy, that child had never ever touched him and he never ever went towards him. Pure he will be, pure. But naturally, if someone has to tell him, are you ready to fight the entire world? Some people ask, does he know he is the person? So the answer is, whether he is alive now or when he will be, he will know. He will know from very, very early on. And he will not be ready to stand. He will understand, people will kill me. But in one night, Allah will give him that level of courage, that level of courage, that level of courage. But when he now walks, he'll walk a different walk. But just before that, he will know it's him, but he will find within him nothing to be able to take that step. He will know it's him. One more narration of the Mahdi. So one is that a pure boy. Don't go look for one guy in the club. He says, when I make tawbah, you will see me. Which is a man who has never touched any child. Never tried. Pure, pure from the beginning till the end. The era of the Mahdi, we in the era of the Mahdi. We're not far. There is a narration of Ali radiallahu anhu. It's not a hadith, but up to Ali radiallahu anhu, he had said. In that narration, it speaks about the war of Sham. And it speaks about when a group of people will manage to save the people of Sham and to take control back of Sham after a time where it seems totally impossible. I looked at that narration. I visited Sham for that narration. I went looking at how the narration did it. Was it something in this line? It's again a theory, it's not a fact. My theory, that narration fits to a great extent on what happened now in Sham. The victory of Sham, certainly with that narration, to a great amount I found it. At the end of the narration it mentions that after this will happen, and if it is right, it happens. He said, thereafter, meaning in the next now. That happened in the next now. Allah will make one child, one person stand, who now will bring everyone together on the truth of it. So if it is that the Shanti fulfilled that whole narration of Ali radiallahu anhu, then the last line is left. Which means that we are moving towards what you see in the Muslim land, Afghanistan, where it came from, where? Syria, how they took back, which was regarded as impossible. A miraculous victory. Still, when you go and you try to fathom it, you can't. And when you ask them how everything fell in place, they say, we also can't understand, up till now. But when Allah wants something to happen, it happens in miraculous ways. When they ask Rasulullah SAW, how will the Khilafah ever be re-established? Meaning after it collapses, the enemy will make sure it will never happen. He said it will happen like that. Meaning just suddenly, every plan of theirs will collapse and Allah will make it stand again. We could very likely see in the next few years, few could be 5, 10, 15, 20. But in your mind be ready. But if we have to see it, in our mind be ready for a difficult life, but a life of iman. A life of sacrifice. I lived in this life and I enjoyed this life. I had roti and I ate enough roti. I had biryani, I had chicken curry, I had it all. I met my one friend, he told me, make Maghrib Salah. I told him, how can I make Maghrib? You are the Qari. He said, no, I'm Tar Qari. Even dead food, even the Qari unit is food, food, food. Our life is just eat and enjoy it, and enjoy it, and enjoy it. If at one time in our life, Allah Tabarakallah has to ask us, are you ready to sacrifice? From now you must tell yourself that, oh Allah, it cannot be that I eat yours, and the day you ask me for one thing, I say no. When the day comes, may Allah make it easy for all of us. But do not be a coward. Do not be a coward. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day looked at his grandson Hassan radiallahu anhu. And then he said, from the progeny of this boy, Allah will bring a man whose name will be similar to the name of your Nabi. He will resemble him in character, not in looks. And he will fill the entire earth with justice after he had become filled with oppression. If you want to find a world of oppression, we're living in the world of oppression. We are in the era. We're not very, very far from it. The capital of the Mahdi, most likely in the light of the narrations, will be Damascus. Amazing, Allah Tawakkala made the land of Sham. We visited Syria. From one side, Damascus, all the other side to what is called Aleppo. Aleppo side, Halab, is the more pious area. And Damascus is the more hectic area. Hectic. Because it was the government. In Damascus, buildings are standing. And around Damascus, there's no land at all. Everything bombed. Everything bombed. Someone said, if you want to see Gaza, go now to Syria. Because Syria is opened up. And you will see how they bombed. And who bombed. And when you see it, you will realize what lies are in the media. Who bombed it? Russia bombed it. Everyone knows Russia is an enemy. Israel bombed it. Who else bombed it? Who was the third who bombed it? Iran bombed it. The driver of our vehicle. He took us to his village and he said, when the war between Hezbollah and I think Israel took place, I don't know which year you mentioned to me, he said, we on the street carried the flag of the Hezbollah leader, supporting him, calling him, screaming his name, dua for him. And he said, and when the time came to bomb, we did not see Russia and Israel bombing us. We saw the people whose flags we lifted bombing us. The man who drove the car said, but you'll have to go and see what they bombed. You'll see their base. Then there's no story of the news. Then there's no story, but look at it. How can you say that? Go see it. When you see a bomb building, and they can show you who bombed it. And the survivors say, I'm telling you, I know who came and pulled us out of our houses. I know who shot us in the back. I know who it was. They came from there. Different picture comes up. Damascus, however, got buildings. So as we were driving in it, one person said, the Syrian government, it was the government of Bashar al-Assad and his father, Hafiz al-Assad. Now they're gone. It's something to see. I never came here. We don't have time to speak about our trip to Syria, but it's something to understand. You'll understand the real political world when you go into the area. So much money this government has, but not one of those hotels building in Damascus, he could build it nicely. So your Mauritian hotels look better than the Syrian hotels. But this Mauritian one is for the normal man, that is for the government. So the man said, look at this government rubbish. They stole so much of money, they couldn't even build up Damascus. So as we were walking, I looked at it and I said, do you know, in the light of the narration, the capital of the Mahdi will be Damascus. I said, do you think the Mahdi will come and he will like to stay in the Hilton, Sheraton? I said, the Mahdi will be very something. This building, which is the Sheraton of theirs, they got Sheraton. I mean, we needed a Sheraton when we went there because their Sheraton is like no Sheraton. I don't know if you know what Sheraton is. We just needed a hotel where you could park. So this one at least was okay, you. 5-star, meaning at least a 15 stars. You okay. But there's nothing like what is called New York City in Syria. Although the Syrian government had Russia in it, they could have built New York in Damascus. They only had one Damascus. But they stole all the money. They never even put up Damascus. I said, Allah did not allow them to. Because the day the Mahdi comes, number one, they were not able to bomb it because it is the land of the Mahdi. So they never bombed it. They bombed everything around it. But this was government land. Don't bomb it. But Allah kept the lands of the Mahdi. But Allah never let them burn it up also because the Mahdi will say, I don't like this. This is not for me. This is normal business. It looks like just ready for the Mahdi. It's just ready for the Mahdi. As though they kept it hand over. Syria is ready. The world is getting ready. Me and you must always be ready. We are created for Islam. We must live for Islam. And we must go for Islam. May Allah Tabarakallah allow that always we are able to see the truth wherever it is, in whichever direction it is, whether the money and the fame goes in the direction or money and things doesn't go in that direction. Allah Tabarakallah let our role models be people of Quran and Sunnah, even if they don't have money, even if they don't have fancy looks. So to practice on this year, do me a favor, see today who you follow. If you following a man of money, of smart boats, smart houses, where he is, what is he eating? It is hard for me to say it, but there's a great possibility you will always also follow the child. And if you are ready to delete that man, and to say, why must I follow someone who has no link to Allah? Rather, let me follow someone who is Allah. Even if he got no show, no money, no fancy looks. So tonight I look at my phone, and I will see who am I following. Am I reading a hadith of my Nabi? Am I reading the life of Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu? Or am I reading about someone really staying now? The Western world, I don't know what they follow, the life of this family and the life of that family. I don't know what. But Muslims also got our own funny guys we follow. The whole day in the discussion of where he is now, what he's doing now. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a man will be with who he loves. A man will be
with who he loves.
Look today at who we love, and then tell yourself, because I will be with this one tomorrow. I will be with this one. Allah Tabarakala allow us to love the right people, to link up with the right people. We are the followers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he's our role model. And everyone who followed him to the sea is our role model. You link up with that, you will reach where they have reached. We make friends with the wrong, we follow the wrong, we look at the wrong, we touch at the wrong. And the day that the jar also takes that center stage, we move with it. May Allah Tabarakala always shower us with his kindness. May Allah save us from every fight. May Allah save us from the fitan of the jahl. May Allah save us from the punishment of the grave. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salam, ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Wa musrahim Allah, muskareem Allah, whatever has been said, Allah, whatever has been said, Allah, let the reality of it sink within my heart and the heart of everyone who has listened. That we are in this world for a very short time. It is not where wealth moves that I must move. It is not where fame moves that I must move. Allah, wherever the truth is, allow every one of us to be able to walk behind the truth. Aynama kana, wherever it is, however it is, no matter how difficult the road towards it is, Allah, let us not be cowards. Allah, let us not be hypocrites. Allah, let us not be cowards. Allah, let us not be hypocrites. During our short life, let us be lovers of your Quran. Let us be servants of your Quran. Let us learn it. Let us understand it. Let us propagate it. Let us live for it. Let us die with it. Allah, in this world, let us live under your happiness, in the shade of your kindness. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, let us stand in your happiness, under the shade of your throne. Allah, in this world, let us live in the thoughts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enjoying the lessons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, tomorrow when we stand on the day of Qiyamah, allow us to be able to enjoy the company of, the intercession of, the help of, the aid of, the smile of, the water of, poster of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, in this world, keep us and make us yours. Allah, when we are dying, let us be yours. Allah, when we stand in front of you, let us be yours. Allah, when we have to cross the sirat, Allah, let us be those that are going with the speed of lightning. Allah, when man stands at the doors of Jannah, and an announcement is made, for someday something called Jannah is with those. Allah, in your kindness, allow every one of us on that day to be the inheritors of Jannah is with those, without any reckoning, without any reckoning. In this world, grant us the best of this world. Allah, in the qabr, grant us the best of the qabr. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah and forever after, Rabbana, atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina adhaban nar. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, walhamdulillah.